In the light of World Radio Day, recapping the 13th of February, at that time, we were talking about the impact that radio has on the world. Then, in the light of this, I will be interviewing Cesare Fiorana, a professional program director, a DJ, a producer, and a voiceover artist. Originally from King Williamstown, Cesare grew up wanting to become an part of the entertainment industry and becoming a bowling writer star and an MC. He is currently a presenter for the afternoon drive show on Hit Ngesi Radio, an online radio station which is situated in the Eastern Cape. Hey, Cesare. Thank you for joining us. Welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
Thank you so much, Luzuka, for having me. Sweet, no sugar needed. I'm doing fine, my brother.
Before we talk about your love for radio, could you please tell us about your story with music?
My story with music, you know, I started music when I was still in high school. I think I was doing grade 8, if I still remember. And I think we won the Live Love Games. Then that's when my career started, and we even performed nationally with the likes of Umzegezege and all these well-known artists. And that's when that's my story with music. And Glapo Ndakala Kona and Das Bonoguti, now I can be able to do this. We were about to be signed by Gallo Music at that point in time, but I was still underage. My manager refused that offer because he wanted us to focus more as Fundwin, I mean in studies. So that's my Lanuka with music. I've released two albums with my group, Imontai, and my music is all over, man. So that's my Lanuka with music. But music is not my first love. My first love is radio.
How did being a radio presenter all start?
The reason why I decide to move from music to radio is because radio is my first love. As I've said before, I love radio. I think radio speaks to me, and radio, I love. I have passion for radio, you know. So that's the reason why. That doesn't mean that the gift that I have for music is gone, but my first love is radio.
What is it like to be part of the Keith Ngesi Radio as a presenter?
Wow, working for Keith Ngesi Radio. Yeesh. I mean, to me, it's a gift from God, because I've learned a lot here in Difunde Kuningi and Fundileyo, because they build you without working just in here, but born as the family of Keith Ngesi Radio, by builder spiritually and otherwise. As you know, that our pillars, it's motivation, entertainment, spirituality, and current affairs, but they build you. And Nam Kuningi and Fundile. Lapha ku Keith Ngesi Radio, because I think ivezile kakhulu italente yam, because I've been working behind the scene and I've worked on air. Now bangifundisa necala le TV of it, something that I've never ever like engazanga yenza before. So there's a lot. It's amazing working with them, and I love the family. Thank you.
Some people say radio is dead. What are your thoughts about the whole thing about radio is dead?
Oh man, radio will never die. Radio changed my life, you know, that's what I can say. Radio changed my life, the way I think, the way I do things, the way I speak to people. So it has done a lot for me. So radio opens your mind. It teaches you a lot of things, man. So that's what radio did for me. It just opened my mind, the way I do, the way I think, the way I do things.
Do you have any final message for the children listening who want to get involved with radio?
My final message will say, I would like to say to people, especially people on radio, people who have gifts, celebrate life. Life is a gift. How you treat this life will always affect the giver, God, who gave you life. So what I'm trying to say is that the way you treat your gift, your talent that God gives you, will always affect the giver, God, who gave you life. So respect what God has gave you, and treat that gift with respect, because God will always watch you, whatever you are doing with your gift. It means that the gift will always be connected to the giver, God. That's what I want to say.
And I want to say thank you, Cesare, for joining us. Highly appreciate it, man.